This is the Nordic Football Guys Podcast.
What is up, everybody? This is the Nordic Football Guys. I am your host, Hayden, as always, and I am joined with my co-host, Antti. Antti, why don't you say hello?
Moro, as always. What's up, guys? And what's up, Hayden?
How you doing, dude?
Honestly, I'm kind of tired. long night yesterday because of time differences. We had actually two interviews, and one of them was with a football expert from Minnesota. You will find out about that, or you found out about that last week, Thor Nyström, how we say it actually in Finland, but he actually says Nyström as well, so I think we have to go with that.
Yeah.
And yeah, super cool dude, and but you know, it's 8 hours difference, so I went to bed at 2 a.m. and I had to wake up at 6 a.m. to go golfing for, and then golfing is a bit tiring, so.
Yeah, and I had the same story, believe it or not. I was up with Antti as well. I don't know if you guys would believe that, but it's true. And then I had to wake up. Luckily, I got to sleep in a little bit. I woke up at 9:30, and we went to the summer cabin. So I am, too, exhausted. So yeah. This should be a very interesting episode with us. I just woke up from a nap maybe 10 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago.
Podcasting is tough life.
It is. It's a hard life, but you know, somebody's got to
work. Tough job, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. But this episode, it should be an interesting one. People are, as you know, we are located in Finland, and as you also know, we are a fantasy football podcast. So we thought it would be an interesting idea to kind of explain to the listener what fantasy football actually is in Finland. So Antti brought a friend that he's known for a long time that just happens to be into fantasy football, and we're going to be interviewing him a little bit later about what his experience with fantasy football in Finland. I'm pretty excited. Good job getting that interview, Antti.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know that Arni has been running that league for 5 years now, and yeah, it's kind of cool to find out how, because he was kind of early in that, I would guess, in Finland, in average. So kind of like to know how he got into that and in fantasy sports and in especially in the American football, since I know pretty sure that he hasn't played himself and about like his what team he roots and so on, what's the reasoning behind that, and if the league is being like, what's the turnover in the league, how many new members they have, or does it stick the same, and so on. So
yeah, lots of good questions. Yeah,
take him in
for sure. So without further ado, we would like to introduce you to Arni. So Arni, hello, how you doing, man?
hello to all the listeners here in Finland and around the world.
Yeah, we're happy to have you, man.
This time we don't have any time differences.
Yeah.
We're actually located in Oulu, Finland, which is geographically speaking where I'm from, in the middle of Finland, but you know, looking from Helsinki, it's the Lapland almost.
Yeah, it's almost the Arctic Circle. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I didn't realize there's anything more north of Helsinki. So
there is, and there's a lot of reindeers here, and watch out the polar bears.
The polar bears. Okay. And is that the place where you guys had to like ride your penguins to school? And
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. For those of you penguins, in America,
penguins
that's
run
not true.
Faster. Yeah, penguins run faster when the polar bears are chasing them. So let's go very fast.
Classic.
Yeah.
All right. So Antti, I'll let you take the lead on this one.
Oh, for once?
For once. You're the main host today. Congratulations, you've been promoted.
Awesome. Yeah, for Arni. What's your background in American football? How did you get into it, and how long time ago?
Well, that's a long story. I hope you have the time.
We have the time for sure.
Time for this. Well, I think that it all started with like pretty much every Finnish guy is playing NHL. Mm-hmm. With some kind of PlayStation or something, and back in the days we used like computers to play it before they actually hit it on the like consoles. So, but there's a thing that not all of us are like super keen on NHL, because after one or two seasons that you have played with your friends, everything, it gets boring. There's nothing much. You just play around it with it, and it doesn't move to anywhere. So, and the tactical side is, it's like, yeah, you pass the puck and just score. That's it. There's no like tactical point on the game, on my opinion. And then we noticed that, hey, what is this Madden? Mm-hmm. So it basically, the first things that we noticed with the American football was Madden. And we bought the games, of course, and started to play and started to learn, like, hey, this is pretty cool to have like these tactics and everything. And it actually works. So if you mess up, you will mess up the game and you will lose. So we found that pretty interesting at the beginning. And we started to play Madden a lot. I mean, really a lot. Like we have like 2 to 3 games every day, like 24/7. Every day we were playing Madden, and at the same time, I think it's about like in the beginning of 2000 or something, they really started to show like NFL clips into YouTube, and we started to check those out. And I think that was like the start, the beginning of how we watch American football here. And because of the like time zones and everything, it's quite hard to watch those games when you're young. We have TVs here and everything at our own rooms, no problem with that. But the problem is that we didn't have like a source that would actually show the games. Mm-hmm. So we were heavily lying on like the Madden and YouTube and like NFL.com or something like that to see some clips. And I think that Super Bowl is also shown here in Finland, and it has been shown here like at least I have watched my first games in 2000 or something. So, and that's like an annual thing for us. I will come back to that later on.
Yes,
but, I think that that was the beginning of it. And after military, actually, I have been in the Northern Lights. I played a couple of months there.
Okay.
It's
short
old
stint.
Yeah, so, yeah, really short stint. I was basically at the training camp. Mm, but yeah. Okay. I had not a close friend, but I knew a guy that pretty much ran the junior section here in Oulu, and he introduced me to the game itself, actually, and I got my fair share of those little tackles because I wasn't a quarterback. I was a wide receiver because I'm old soccer goalie myself. So catching balls.
Yeah,
I got the hands, and although it's not round, the ball is not round, I still got the feel like the kicks out of the actual game. But why I didn't continue to play the game was basically it would ruin my summer. The greatest game there is of course NFL and like American football, but if you want to play it here in Finland, it's really, really tough on you, like because you have to pay everything. We don't have like there's sponsors are basically paying for like those bus travels and everything else, but I think that you guys have already covered that on your older podcast already, but it's yeah, okay. I saw it on like on like an amateur level side. So it would be have been like super expensive, and you would have to do a lot of like extra work just to be in the team. You have to be in the outdoor concert or something, picking trash or being a bodyguard. And with my size, I wouldn't be a bodyguard, so or like a security dude. I would be picking trash there. So my interest pretty much like died down on there. But I loved the game still. And maybe there was like a couple of 2 or 3 hits or like actual tackles that really got me upside down with the world. And I saw that, it's too late for me to start to learn the like all the tactics and everything, and I prefer to be on the side.
Okay.
You know, you mentioned you played with the Northern Lights, right? That's what you said, that was the team name. I've been to Oulu twice in my life, and the only time I've ever been to Oulu was overnight trips to go play the Northern Lights both times. Okay. So, yeah, I know that team pretty well. They kicked their butts the first time, and the second time I think it was a little bit closer, but they still won.
Is that the northernmost team in Finland?
No, there's also one in Rovaniemi.
Yeah, okay. Rovaniemi has one team, and I think that they
and those the guys are not called the Northern Lights.
Yeah, that's funny. No, I think we stole that from them.
Yeah, you got it too soon.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's an interesting town, and it's a fun place to play. That's a pretty good team, actually. It's just small, I guess. Not a lot of people are interested, or maybe.
Yeah, I think that it has been. I think the women's side is like really kicking ass at the moment. Yeah. There's a lot of women players. And actually, one of our league members, X, was playing in the women team, and we went to see quite many of those women games, and it was quite fun to be like there was like five people checking the game, and we were the only men there on the stands. But there was that time that we were the only guys that were allowed to drink beer at the games. which is basically it's a big no-no in every sports here.
Yeah,
but they do it as a laugh, like, hey, the guys are there again and drinking beers, and they have the cool. We had the kylmälaukku, Antti, come on.
Oh, you want me to translate the Finnish?
Yeah, mikä oli kylmälaukku?
It's just basically like a
cooler.
Cooler backpack you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah. Auntie and I actually learned that yesterday that Finland is like the best in Europe for women's football.
Yeah, that's not a surprise for me. Yeah, I have noticed, and it's a great thing, actually.
Yeah,
and I have noticed. I already noticed when I was at the uni that there was a lot of university student ladies that were playing the game. So I think that the university has had something to do with the actual. There was a good recruitment stuff going on there or something, because there was a lot of like university ladies that were playing the game.
For sure. And yeah, also Robert told us that as you have been listening to that podcast already, that Finland was supposed to host the women's European championships. International championships. If I remember correctly, it was. But you know, now with the COVID thing, it's gonna be moving. But you know,
hopefully
they are gonna be here. They are gonna be here for sure. But maybe a bit later. So
yeah, something interesting to watch.
Is it going to be in Helsinki or?
Not sure. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah, didn't get that far.
Either Tampere or Helsinki, I would assume.
Yeah, okay. It's something to check out for sure. So you mentioned
we will be there.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you started with the game of Madden that got you into football. So how did that transfer to fantasy football?
I think the major things were basically that.
You like gambling?
Yeah, indeed. We love to gamble a lot. And again, NHL, it's boring.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to predict, on my opinion, like NHL games. Okay, for some it's like it's so fun to see because it's a game of ice hockey. You don't know what is going to happen. But again, the tactical side, it's missing for me. I can see that if some team is defending or something, that's easy to pick there. But if you really want to like go within to some sport. I saw again. We are Madden, and we are the clips. And then when we saw the actual first games, that hey, actually, it's pretty cool to see that those tactics that we have seen on the Madden board is actually on play on the game, and we can see what is happening, and we can predict something.
Mm-hmm.
So we are gambling. There was a road to actually seeing the games, and then I think that Ruutu. Or like Nelonen, Sanoma concern, part of Sanoma concern, bought the rights to show the games here. first. So I think it's like 10 years ago or something that I actually started to pay for watching NFL mm-hmm. here in Finland. And because there was, I haven't ever owned that NFL Game Pass, but I have always like linked it to like this kind of like payment system or like a pay-per-view system.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning it was Ruutu, I think. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it was.
And at the same time, of course, the league game.
Oh yeah, I love that show.
so we pretty much are like a whole pack of guys that are now playing the game mm-hmm. was actually checking the same series and noticed that okay, we have a stereotypical like taco in our like team. There's one taco and there's we found the characters in our team. So that actually led us for thinking that hey, what are they actually playing?
Yeah.
And then we had this like one guy, Sami is his name, and he had played one season of fantasy football already. So he noticed that when we had that annual trip, where this is another story, good one though. Every Super Bowl, we have like a weekend. We take weekend off and the Monday off, because in Finland it's always played between Sunday and Monday night, mm-hmm. and it's actually the night. So we each take the weekend off. And the following Monday, and we rent a cottage somewhere here in really up north or nearby Kalajoki or Oulu, and the whole league comes there, pretty much, or at least everyone is trying to get there.
Mm.
And sometimes we have like a couple of like extra people there, but we have like this like really tight group that always watch the Super Bowl together.
Mm.
And after like this league and this Super Bowl weekends, and we found out that we could play the fantasy football ourselves,
right?
With the help of the commissioner Sami that already had played that 1 year.
Okay, there you go. He had so much experience.
He
carried it over. So you mentioned that you're a major fan of the league, which is. Yeah. Of course, like one of an amazing show. I'm surprised, Antti, we have not sat down and watched that, because
I've seen it actually.
Have you?
Yeah. I think we talk about this not in the podcast, but when we were first talking about fantasy football, I mentioned that I have watched the league. But you know, most of the stuff fantasy wise, of course, went just over my head. But yeah. Funny as hell, the show, anyways.
Yeah, you have to rewatch it. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Now even more funnier, I guess.
Yeah, but so coming back to that, as you know, the league has a lot of in the league. There's a lot of these silly fantasy football traditions that they go through, like the Sacco and the Shiva and all of these things. So, are there any things in your league that you kind of implement something similar, some stupid traditions or anything like that, other than the Super Bowl trip that you take?
Well. The Super Bowl trip is pretty much the place that we have like an annual meeting of the league, and of course we have the Sacco, but we noticed that after 3 years we had the first 2 years we had the same guy losing it. So he wasn't really keen on doing stupid stuff out public. So we have maybe it's like an unwritten rule that the Sacco is the Sacco, and he has to eat a lot of shit during the next season. And unlucky for me, I'm the Sacco this year.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, I don't know what is going to happen. And to make things worse, I'm getting married, so there's going to be a bachelor party.
Oh, man.
And the whole league is coming there, so I think that I will take some kind of public penalty this year. But
we had, in my money league, we have what's called the toilet, and the year I got married, I was also the toilet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And it definitely carried over to the bachelor party, let's just say. So good luck with that, man.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations beforehand. not being the psycho, but getting married.
Thank you.
I will ask more about that. How did you lose? Maybe somebody can learn something.
Yeah. No problem.
Dig in your major mistakes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. So, Hayden, did you have something else to say?
No, it's to you now.
All right, cool. So Super Bowl trips and psycho tradition and so on. So you have been playing like 5 years now, right?
Yeah, I checked out like backgrounds of our league today and yesterday. Made some notes for myself. Yeah,
okay.
Five years is that actual played seasons, and this is the sixth season upcoming now.
Mm. Okay, so how many teams do you have in the league?
Now we have 10 teams in the league, and the first 3 years or 2 years we had only 8. And actually, on the Super Bowl trip, after that second year, we had the same plus 2 guys there, and they were like asking that, hey, by the way, guys, why is it not a 10-guy league? We were sitting at the sauna and at Palio, at the hot tub, and we were like, do you guys want to play too? That they almost like kicked our asses because those guys were the biggest guys on the league. Actually, they're like heavy guys. And of course, we like accepted them, and we moved to play standard 10 okay. for formation. Yeah.
Yeah. Personally, I think 10 to 12 is the best. So
yeah, that's true.
It makes trading more important. You don't have to look so much.
Yeah.
Waiver wires aren't as big. So if you're in an 8-team league, every team is like amazing.
Backed. Yeah, it's backed. Yeah. And when we started to play, we had like big bench, and we have like the most standard form. We have the one QB, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, 1 tight end, flex, of course, and defense and kicker. So with the eight teams and with a heavy bench, it was like impossible to get any waiver wires or like actual transfers ongoing. There was no point that on that. And whenever someone tried to trade something, it was like shit.
Yeah, I can imagine that's probably the case. So you mentioned that you have like a pretty standard league. Has that evolved at all over time, or is it still fairly standard?
Fairly standard, yeah. We have made a couple of like tweaks here and there in the touchdown points. I think it's 5 points now, and intercepts are heavy. Mm. But what is like probably the most interesting thing in our league is has something to do with the defense. Because like every year we do those mock drafts, 2 or 3 each, and everyone is doing it on the way that they will do it later on with our own draft. And we get a lot of like shouting around when we are picking those defenses, like really, really high rounds. Like the best that I have seen was in 4th round, that we get the first defense out.
Or wow, that's really high.
Yeah, and we have a lot of like points coming in from the defense. So we have tweaked those numbers because, and the main reason for this is that for us, it's we are still learning the game. We haven't played ourselves actually played, so it's harder to check on what is happening with the defense. So we are concentrating checking on the offense, of course, and it's easy to get those star players and rely on them and watch them. But the defense part is also fun to see because you don't have to know the guys. You just know that, okay, like last season Patriots, come
league
on guys
winner.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was like a huge part of like our champions roster. And he got the Patriots defense on, I think it was like 10th round or something. So for us to get like the best defense on 10th round, amazing pick. But yeah, that's our intercepts. you get all the quarterbacks are getting heavy penalties if they're throwing intercept or fumbling. That's like a, but we have tried to like even it down with the defense points. So if your quarterback is going to make the mistake, hope that your defense will pick up the fumble or making an intercept. So that will like even it out.
But so I guess like, people like Jameis Winston are kind of drops their value a little bit then.
Yeah. And again, one quarterback per week. Right. It's easy to leave James lasering out those eyes in the background.
That's funny because for a lot of leagues, he was a league winner. People that didn't value the interception so high, but I guess like a league like yours, you want to keep him away.
Yeah, it's funny you said about the defense because last year me and Hayden, we co-managed a league that, and we had Juhis, who is also in your league, in our league. And then he didn't check our scoring system accurate enough. And he had only played in your league. And then he took the Bears in the 9th round. And everybody was like, what the
what is this? Yeah, we get that a lot. Yeah, I think that's like our league's one of those odd moments that we decided that, hey, let's go heavy on the defense points. And it's not like an unusual thing that we have defenses on the bench or at the field that are giving you like 30 to 40 points. And it's amazing to see that if you are playing the team, not against. But it has like a big it has like a huge portion in our point system with the defense. So you have to be really careful what you're playing or what you're picking. And last year I picked the Broncos. So again, one of those like big moments that why I ended up to be the sacko. So
Do you have any other things that like bad trades or anything that kind of drove you to become last place?
No, I overall I have to just look on the mirror and check that I made a horrible draft. Okay. I got bit unlucky. I was last year, last season, I was second. So when we are drafting, it's the snake, and so we have the thing that when you're the sacko, you will pick first, and it goes like that. So if you're second last, you will pick the second. And it goes with the snake. So I was picking second to last. So
ninth pick.
Yeah, ninth pick. Mm-hmm. And that's a good of course, spot. That I have managed to do that in previous seasons quite well. But I noticed and I calculated. I knew every move that was made before me. Okay, it's not a tough one. But in our league, there was Travis Kelce going in the, was it a fourth or fifth?
Okay.
So and I knew that I knew what would be what was going on. So I knew that happening, and I wanted to land James Conner, the Pittsburgh Steelers running back. I wanted to land him badly, and because he was on my team last the previous season, and I knew that there could be a good thing ongoing with the Pittsburgh Steelers without Antonio Brown. So I went for James Conner, and then two picks later, I knew that the guy that won the league wouldn't take
Juju.
Yeah.
Juju. So you went Steelers back to back.
Yeah, I went heavy on Steelers. I didn't manage to pull Big Ben, but
good.
but it was too late. That was my tactic to bet heavy on like Pittsburgh Steelers, like number one receiver, number one running back from Pittsburgh Steelers, and week two, all hell went loose.
That's terrible.
You weren't the only one to go down that hype train. Well, it was not about the hype. It was also bad luck with Big Ben, but still.
I stupidly, in my startup dynasty, I took Juju fourth overall.
Oh, burns.
Yeah, so now I'm...
that will hurt you.
Yeah, now I'm stuck with Juju for the rest of my freaking life.
Well, but some guys Juju are still high on Juju, so...
Yeah.
If they just let him be in the slot, and maybe Deontay or this new guy Chase Claypool will get the deep wide receiver role.
Mm. And the Washington guy is going to, I think he's going to play pretty good this year.
Yeah. Terry McLaurin, yeah. Scary Terry.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's still, if you go back to the still a little bit touch on the defensive side, it's quite funny because the trend in the fantasy world at the moment is that like, there's no defenses basically. Like people are letting defenses and kickers out, and there's like just more flex players. That's like the trend at the moment in the fantasy world. Have you been only doing in the NFL side, or have you tried any other platforms besides NFL?
No, just the NFL.
Mm. Okay,
fair enough. Yeah. One thing I'm kind of interested in, as you are in an interesting part of the world geographically.
Yep.
Do you know a lot of other people outside of this small group that plays fantasy football at all?
Well, yeah, actually, like I said before, I'm an old soccer player myself.
Yeah.
And I know that our commissioner is playing in another league.
Mm-hmm.
That is basically, there's a lot of my old like soccer playing friends there, like old teammates.
Okay.
Mm.
That they are playing too. They have their own league ongoing. There's a couple of non-soccer player friends also there. I know those people, but besides that, I'm not following any like forums or anything. I just want to have fun with our team and with the one league. That's about it.
Okay.
Have
you listened to any other fantasy football podcasts like fantasy and like the Ballers or anything like that?
No, of course I follow it from Instagram. The Herd is, I love that. Mm-hmm. The Herd is, I think that's my best source at the moment that I want to check. And it's pretty much like every day of the year that guy makes some kind of like podcast. And it's good. But I want to like check on videos. But no, I don't follow any like podcasts. I want to like... I go really heavy on like the actual players, and I want to see those actual news from NFL.com or like the source per the team, and of course we are the Herd. You get a lot of information. Mm-hmm. But I don't like the podcast. I want to find out that like actual what is happening and behind the scenes from the actual source, not from some guy. guys.
Fair enough.
Well, there's this one around the NFL. Those guys are actually working for NFL, so that could be a podcast you would like because they are the actual source.
Yeah, it's not so fantasy related, but it's a good NFL source. You hear a lot about defensive players and stuff. I think I actually turned on Theon to that one, and
also to that one.
Yeah,
everything related to fantasy. You have been.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So I have one more question for you.
All right.
I'm wondering a little bit about turnover. So in this league, you've been going on for 5 years. Has it been pretty consistent, or have you had a lot of turnover with players?
The plus two.
Yeah.
So just adding, nobody's actually left.
Okay. No, nobody has left. And I think that has a lot of that has something to do with those our rules. They are so simple, basically, that you don't have to know like everything. Mm-hmm. You can. We have a lot of guys that are like auto drafting, and that's like okay, because this year again it showed that those guys went to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, we have so simple rules that people want to keep on playing and. Mm. Of course, yeah, we have those Super Bowl trips, and there's a lot of guys here from Oulu area, and a couple of players one is living in Czech Republic, and a couple of them are living in Helsinki area or nearby, and still we have simple rules. We have a good thing ongoing here, and maybe we don't have those penalties that everybody is fear like a little bit afraid of. So it's simple to continue to play the game, although you have like a bad season or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, minus me with the bachelor party thing upcoming.
that's bad luck, is what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the,
so yeah. You mentioned that you're playing with Juhis, actually, who's in one of our.
Yep.
And actually, he comes and watch games on occasion.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I have a lot of good stories about him, but
let's keep them off the air.
let's keep them off the air.
Yeah, I have quite many as well, but you know. Yeah, Juhis was actually my best man in my wedding, since we are talking about weddings.
There you go.
Yeah. Great, and he's actually our old colleague, like mutual colleague.
Yeah, also. And also from the university. It's a pretty small word in Oulu.
yeah, it is.
Apparently, there's like five people there.
Yep. That's me and my alter ego.
five people and 15 penguins, so.
That's funny.
Yeah. True.
All right. Well, do you have anything else, Antti?
Yeah, have you ever thought yourself about joining another league, maybe a dynasty league or one?
Yeah, actually, that has been like an ongoing like thing in our league with the recent years now, because 2 years ago, I was in the finals, at the final, and like I said, I came second, so that ruined my Christmas. But we have had this like ongoing thing that should we play also the dynasty? Because sometimes I get bored with the snake things, and there's a lot of thing like discussing ongoing each year about is this the right way to draft and with the snake and everything. And I have proposed a couple of times that should we actually start to play like dynasty as on the side with the same team, like same teams, or but like we had to, we would have like two leagues ongoing. And the main reason for that is like 2 years ago, my last pick was Patrick Mahomes on round like 15. I got Patrick Mahomes there.
Yeah.
So that panned out like really well.
Yeah.
And last year, I was between Lamar Jackson and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Ooh.
So, like,
which side did you go?
Not Lamar.
Arne is a 49ers fan. So
yeah, I'm a huge 49ers fan. So,
I guess there's a reason you're last.
Yeah. It was written in the stars or something. Bad luck. But yeah, but we have to talk about it a lot.
Yeah, well,
but
some advice, if you're going to move to a dynasty league, that's going to become your main league. So if there's a group of people you want to play with, you better make sure that you're playing with those people in that dynasty, because otherwise it's going to take over your life and you're going to have a group of new friends.
Yeah. Of course,
you're going to have redrafts in the side. But funny thing is, you told me that you are like bored with the snake draft. We are actually now in a auction bid.
Yeah.
I found out that very, very fair way to draft, because people value players very differently, and some people might want to go like very top heavy, like invest them all their money. For example, like now I paid 19% out of my budget for Michael Thomas, and Hayden thinks it's crazy, and they paid 12% of their budget for AJ Brown, which I think is crazy. So
yeah,
it's how people see them. So that's a very fair, because everybody has a chance to get the player they want.
Yeah, that's something that also we have discussed, and the guy that is playing on two leagues, not Juhi, Sami guy. I think that they have the auction thing ongoing. We have talked about that actually quite a lot too, that should we go there. But again, we are like a laid-back league, basically. And if we want to keep our like guys playing there, I think that they're thinking that it would take too much out of the fun. So that I think that there's some correlation between those things, that we want to keep playing like on a simple way. And for those that want to play more, needs to start a new league or something. But
yeah. Well, you know what might be a good solution, just coming up with it on the spot, if you wanted to add like a keeper league, so you get to keep one player from your roster the previous year. That could be like one way that you kind of get the best of both worlds. You could have had Patrick Mahomes again. Lots of times you can like add rules to it. So it's like you got Patrick Mahomes in the 15th round. You have to you have to give up your draft pick one round more. So like if you took him in the 15th round, you have to give up your 14th round pick for Patrick Mahomes, which is like, so that way all the big name people are generally in the pot still. So it's like, no one's keeping Christian McCaffrey. Nobody's keeping even like Nick Chubb, people like that. They still get drafted, but you get like some of those later round sleeper guys like Devin Singletary that if you take on later, you get to keep for one round more. Like, so just an idea.
Hey, that's a good idea. Yeah. I haven't checked on those like rules and stuff again. Yeah. Pretty simple and basic ways, but hey, good idea.
Yeah,
that's why you want to listen to Fantasy Football Podcast.
Maybe I hit the subscribe button after this.
you're gonna have to subscribe now for that tip, just so you know. So that's the rules. Yeah, but anyway, Antti, what else you got?
Well, we have, if you want to join another league, we are going to have a listeners league. You could have a chance to play with against Olaus and against Roope, who is the president of the Finnish Association. If you like, we have a spot for you in, it's a redraft league, basic formats, just to keep it like simple and fun, as you said, for everybody, because other thing is that, for example, Olaus has never played fantasy football, of course, knows a lot.
Sign me up.
All right, we'll add you to the list. We're running out of spots, so
yeah, there you go. Me there, and I cannot take it back anymore.
Yeah, okay. Yes. You're in.
You are there.
Thanks.
This is slowly turning into an invitational league, but it's
that's true. Listeners league, quote unquote. But that's also a good chance for you then maybe to get some tips about some other ways to do fantasy football for your own league then.
Yeah.
So, for example, we are going to run that in Sleeper app, which is a completely different platform from NFL that maybe you have chance to know.
It's a little bit more modern. The NFL
kind
of old-fashioned.
Yeah, that's what Hayden keeps saying, that NFL is like pretty much the worst one after maybe MFL.
My MFL is actually... Well, let's not start trashing things.
That's true. All right. But hey, Arne, thanks so much for coming and joining us.
Thank you.
Last thing before we go out, what's your sleeper pick for next year? I mean, you weren't so good on this year, but maybe next year will be a better thing. So who was the guy to look around like the 12th, 13th?
Or maybe somebody to avoid.
Yeah, or maybe someone to avoid in the first round. Who would you avoid in the first round and who would you take in the 12th or 13th round?
Well, let's see. I have a couple of notes here. Well, let's say this year will be, I think, really tough on the draft side because the COVID pandemic and everything what is ongoing now, like 49ers are not holding their training camp this week. So I would want to see like these young guys play actual with the teams. But I have been like pretty good with the rookies. So let's go with the CD Lamb and the wide receiver from Cowboys wide receiver. CD Lamb. That's something that I'm looking forward to because is this the year that Cowboys go long?
They have a solid chance for sure. I mean, that team is stacked.
Yeah. It has been stacked for many years, but is this the Cowboys year? And I see that CD Lamb could be like the one of the key players there. Big guy, everything. Of course, Henry Rux, Las Vegas Raiders, first year there. The guy had like restless legs, amazing time on the 40-yard dash. I think that he's the guy that will replace Amari Cooper. So I think that that's something interesting to see. And I think that tight ends are always look like on the wrong way. Of course, we have Gronkowski coming back. We have Kittle, Kels. Those will go high runs with all. But how about Noah Fant, the Denver Bronco guy?
Yeah, people are really high on him.
Yeah,
I like all the Broncos.
Yeah, but also with the Lions, TJ Hockenson.
Yeah, that's another good one too.
Yeah, I think that I would want to see either TJ or Noah in my fantasy team. I think that those could be like good picks on the later rounds. But also, again, I'm a 49er fan, so Jerick McKinnon is coming back. So there's a heavy mustard thing ongoing in the Bay Area, and but what is the time that McKinnon starts to play? It's now the third year on his contract, and he's getting a lot of money out of 49ers. But the 49ers want to have something back. But again, it's May, so there's like 4 months, almost 4 months before the season actually starts. So there's a possible trade upcoming in that on McKinnon. But I would like to see McKinnon play in the 49er uniform. That's something that I look forward.
Yeah, well, they traded away Matt Breda, so there's like
there's
more
a spot
room. Yeah, more room now that what wasn't there before. But still, Tevin Coleman also getting the starts here and there, and
it's crowded.
It's a tough running back backline to predict who's going to perform and when. So
yeah, and again, one died and. That could be a late round pick is David Njoku.
Oh, David.
Really? That's a hot take.
Yeah. Why do you like him?
I saw something good with the Cleveland Browns last year. So there were those signs that this could be an actual team. They had that hype train ongoing. I didn't buy on that. I didn't buy on Baker Mayfield, but Njoku. That could be something interesting to have also on the team. That especially if you don't get the like first picks in with the tight end like Gronkowski, and actually I think that Gronkowski is also a little bit a bet there. But Njoku could be a good one also.
You're not worried about Austin Hooper at all being traded to Cleveland Browns?
No.
Okay.
No. All right.
I mean,
interesting to have those hot takes.
And Njoku was a first round pick like not that long ago. So it's there. It's interesting. That's going to be an interesting one. I have Austin Hooper on my dynasty team who was great last year. And now I'm really nervous for him. So yeah, maybe getting Njoku from whomever has him after this, I'm going to look at who has him and I'm going to make a trade for him.
Yeah. These were like the young guys, and also everybody is dissing the Washington Redskins. How about Adrian Peterson?
I mean, he's a tank. The dude he's kind of like what's his name? Frank Gore. He just keeps going and going. So, and he's been fantasy relevant for many, many years. I mean, he's really old, but he's still
clearly.
One more year left in him.
Yeah, I think so too. And that could be like those later round picks as well.
Yeah, he's a safe pick at the end.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, like Larry Fitzgerald. He goes always between 10 to 15, something. Yeah, someone wants to take Larry to the team.
And they're always happy they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that with the higher rounds and in our league, again, with the one quarterback, we are focusing on the running backs and wide receivers, and of course the defense. But the second quarterback you're going to take, I think that people could possibly sleep on Ryan Tannehill this year.
I traded for him in fantasy.
Yeah, he had awesome stats after he take over Mariota. So. I want to see how Tennessee is playing. They have a good, really good offensive line, and I want to see how Tannehill is playing. And that could be my first pick actually with the quarterback if I would choose the road to go let's say fourth or fifth round with the quarterback.
If you want to wait a really, really long time for your quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, he's not a bad pick, I would agree.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, for sure.
But are my key points here.
Yeah, those are great points.
Thanks for the insight and great you are joining our
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Invitational Listeners League.
Yeah, thanks for joining. We hope maybe we'll have you again soon. We'll talk to you about your team halfway through the season, maybe.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. I would be happy to join again.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
All right, man. Well, Antti, before we go, why don't you tell the people at home where they can find us?
For sure. So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at NFGpod. You can find us there. You can find me in Twitter at FFinAnalyst and Hayden at NFGHayden. Also, NordicFootballGuys.com. Go and check the page out. You'll see our bios there, all our episodes and so on. Maybe someday articles as well.
We've been talking about them.
Yeah, and whatnot. Yeah, we've been keeping promising them. First, at the big project we are doing right now, I don't know. Do you think Hayden is hush-hush or can we reveal that what we're doing right now?
Why don't you, we could give a little tease. Why don't you, you tease a little?
Yeah, we know, we have been, I don't know how to tease this. We have been studying, guys. So we can actually like justify our rankings.
Yeah.
So at the moment we have our rankings in our webpage, but we are going to stat all the teams. And then we have our actual rankings.
I have statted 5 teams and you have statted 3?
So two.
Two?
I have statted 2, yeah.
Of your 2 teams, who's your number 1 running back?
I have statted Arizona and Giants, so it's quite easy pick. Saquon has more fantasy points.
Yeah, but I have.
Kenyon is not bad.
I've statted Arizona and Carolina, so Christian McCaffrey is my number 1 running back. Pretty easy.
For sure. For sure.
But yeah, this has been a great episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and we will see you guys real soon. Bye-bye.
Mwah-da-mwah-da. Moro, moro, mitä poro. That's Finnish, and it means what's up, reindeer, in short.
We hope you guys enjoyed this episode or all of our previous episodes. We hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. That is the most important thing.
Go and listen to us in Spotify, in Apple Pod, and all the other major podcast platforms.
And if you have any questions or you'd like to get a hold of us, you can reach us at NFGPod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We hope to see you there.
Moro, moro.